When does a child get his soul, that part of a person that never dies? It's a question that people have debated for centuries. To start with, let's go back to Adam. The record in Genesis says that the Lord formed Adam of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. The initial thought then might be that a child receives a soul when he takes his first breath. But I, for one, believe it is much earlier. Go back to the moment when Mary conceived baby Jesus by the Holy Spirit. Surely, from the moment of conception, Jesus was both man and God. A strong argument for a baby receiving his soul at the instant he is conceived. At conception, a child's genetic code is locked in, as 23 chromosomes from each parent unite. Included is every characteristic of who he will be, from appearance to personal capacity. When God said, "Train up a child in the way he should go," he meant we are to train each child in the way God meant for him to go, according to his capacities and abilities and gifts, and always toward God himself. When Jesus was here on earth, the disciples rebuked people who brought their young children to him because they thought the children were interrupting his ministry. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant. "Let the children come," he said, "and do not hinder them." I don't think we can be dogmatic about when a child receives his soul, but we can certainly be dogmatic that every single child is unique and important. May he help us to raise our kids in a way that honors the gift of life he has given us.
You've been listening to Encouraging Words with Darlene Sala. Visit guidelines.org for more.